Thank you for joining me, Bessie.
Good morning.
And Bessie, what prompted Finder.com.au to conduct this study?
Sure. It's a study we actually looked into for the first time last year. And surprisingly, there were 12% more of adults assisting their adult children financially back then. So we were looking at about 86% of Australian adults who said that they do assist their kids financially. Today, that figure's dropped to 74%. As you mentioned, 21% of adults assist with free or low rent, whereas 9% assist their kids with paying bills. It was a really interesting topic for us to look into. We all seem to know someone who was still living at home well into their 30s and getting financial assistance from parents, whether it was a gift or a loan. So once we had that discussion in the office, we decided to take it a bit further to find out if it was a more common theme across the country, and the stats did weigh up.
And how does this compare to, if we look back, you know, number of years, how does it compare to even like the last decade or so?
Yep. Well, it's certainly becoming more common, and you hit the nail on the head when you said that it's mainly caused due to property prices. It is becoming, I guess, a more unattainable dream for many young Aussies who are looking to break into the property market. Not saying that they'll never get there, of course, but just that it will take a lot longer. If you do need at least a 10% deposit, and often it's 20%, depending on which lender and which loan you go through, you really are going to need to be saving for literally years and years. And that's why many kids are choosing to stay at home with their parents, ensuring that every spare cent does go into their savings.
And how does this sort of compare then? I mean, obviously Sydney's a growing city. It's becoming more in demand as, you know, years go on, not less. Mm-hmm. How does this kind of compare to other big cities around the world? Would you expect these kind of similar results?
Well, we do know that Sydney's one of the most expensive cities in the world. In fact, it ranks in the top five. So culturally, I think it's more common in European countries for kids to stay at home well into their 30s or until they get married. In Australia, though, it's certainly a different case. We are seeing also more people rent vesting, which is a great option here. That's where you choose to rent in a desirable suburb, just to take advantage of all the lifestyle attributes, whether that's shopping centres or transport or cafe cultures and things like that, but then buying in a less desirable suburb as a means of breaking into the property market. So that's a really good option to keep in mind down the track when you do break into the property market. You may not buy in your dream suburb to begin with, but as long as you're breaking into the property market, you could be up for a very rewarding scenario there.
And actually, Bessie, on that point a little bit, people, do you think that children are taking advantage of the fact that their parents will support them to stay in these kind of high, you know, traffic areas where they can find all the stuff they kind of want with this kind of inner city life, and then only moving out when they're like, well, we can finally afford a house, so we may as well go?
Yeah, that's a really interesting point. I think there could be a little bit of that. I think often it is parents offering the help. They were given financial assistance themselves when they were in a similar situation or at a similar age. And B, they're noticing just how expensive property is now, and they're trying to do everything in their power to ensure that their kids can break into the property market. So it is a bit of both. However, to that, I do say parents do need to have conditions around the arrangement. Whether it's a gift or a loan, you do need to set some parameters and tell them what you expect in return as well. So sure, you may be getting free rent, but in return, you do need to help out with the cooking at least three times a week, etc. Make sure that both ends of the bargain are being lived up to.
And just sort of looking ahead, how do you think these figures might change moving into the future? Obviously, the whole property bubble is a completely volatile issue that's very difficult to predict. But moving forward, might we expect this to be kind of the trend that we see more and more?
Yeah, I certainly think we will be seeing people staying at home for longer. It just makes sense in many scenarios. If your parents are willing to dish out free rent or low rent, why not while you save so you can go on to bigger and better things? I do think we'll see it continue well into the future.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Bessie, for joining me this morning to talk about it.
It's a pleasure. Thanks.